tragedy in a Chicago suburb. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Highland Park police taking 22-year-old aspiring rapper Robert Bobby Cremo III into custody. Lake County State's Attorney's Office says Cremo has been charged in the mass shooting at the Independence Day Parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park. At least six people were killed and at least 30 wounded. Fox's Grady Trimble is in Highland Park, Illinois, with more.
The mayor of Highland Park said in an interview on the Today Show this morning that the gun was legally obtained. Police say the gunman opened fire on the crowd below from the rooftop of a downtown business just after 10 o'clock yesterday morning at Highland Park's 4th of July parade. They say he climbed up there on an unsecured ladder that was attached to the building. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and President Joe Biden both spoke hours after the attack, vowing to keep fighting for gun control.
The victims range in age from 8 to 85 years old. Cremo has a history of posting violent videos online. Americans still feeling the pain at the pump. The average price of gas in the U.S. hovering around $4.80 a gallon, according to AAA. Fox's Mark Meredith has more from the White House.
The White House is blaming high gas prices both on Russian President Vladimir Putin as well as on the oil and gas industry as a whole. The president even drew some surprise and outrage from some over the weekend and with a tweet in which read, quote, "My message to the companies running gas stations and setting prices at the pump is simple. This is a time of war and global peril. Bring down the price you're charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product and do it now."
Republicans say the Biden administration needs to focus on domestic energy production. 30 NATO allies signing off on Sweden and Finland joining NATO. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
WNBA star Brittany Griner making a direct appeal to President Biden. She has been detained in Russia on drug charges since February. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more from Washington.
In this letter written to the president, Griner referenced the 4th of July holiday and how freedom means something completely different to her now. In the excerpt shared, they included this. "As I sit here in a Russian prison, alone with my thoughts and without the protection of my wife, family, friends, Olympic jersey, or any accomplishments, I'm terrified I might be here forever." The two-time Olympic gold medalist went on to ask the president not to forget about her and the other American detainees. Now, last month, Sherelle had hoped to hear from her wife, Brittany, for the first time since February. A phone call was approved by the Russian government. But according to the Associated Press, despite Brittany Griner dialing her wife 11 times, no one at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow was there to forward the call.
Rescuers still searching for missing hikers following a massive avalanche caused by a glacier collapse in an alpine resort town in Italy. Searchers finding body parts and gear. Seven people have been confirmed dead so far. A DEA official says that fentanyl has been recovered from every state in the U.S. Fox's William Lajeunesse has more from Los Angeles.
Fentanyl is made in the lab, so it's easy to produce and distribute. And because it's a powder, it can easily be laced into other addictive pills. It's stronger than heroin. It's more profitable than cocaine or marijuana. So it is trafficked across the U.S. DEA Administrator Ann Milgram says that by the numbers, this is unlike anything she's ever seen.
DEA has interdicted fentanyl counterfeit pills in every single U.S. state and territory. It's everywhere.
So about 300 people die every day in the U.S. of an overdose. That's 12 every hour, according to the CDC, two-thirds because of fentanyl or some other synthetic opioid.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.